This is Privacy Pod, Episode 1. The Interview.
Jenna, can I get a sound check?
This is Jenna. I had scrambled eggs for breakfast. This guy who's coming in, I know him back from high school.
Get out.
Yeah. Perry was my rock. I was going through some times, and he did something really sweet. He invited me over to his mother's house for a pasta dinner on Sunday.
Oh, that is sweet. And then?
And then nothing. Maddie, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Except friendship. We stayed in the friend zone.
Okay, well, we'll see if this Perry actually exists. I've never met any man like that.
Well, here's your chance. He's outside. Perry! Exclamation point. We are buzzing you in. Period.
I got it. Perry Barlow, welcome. I'm Maddie.
Oh, hi, Maddie.
Hey, Perry. It's so good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Jenna, hey, I'm so sorry I'm late. I had something to take care of. I'm gonna just keep this backpack down here, okay?
Yeah, sure, fine.
Great.
Alrighty, sit right there across from Jenna. You two catch up and I'll grab a level.
Awesome. Things move fast around here in production, not like the print side.
You always on a tight schedule?
Money, money, money. Mm. We have the studio for an hour. Oh, Maddie, I still want to ask him the breakfast question.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
The breakfast question?
For good luck. Maddie asks me the question, and then I ask every guest while Maddie gets a level. So, what did you have for breakfast, Perry?
Oh, I never eat breakfast.
Never?
Yeah, no, never, never. I'm just not organized.
Okay, here's some water. You want some water?
No. I might spill it. Thank you.
I'm kind of surprised you agreed to do this.
What, the interview? No, we work for the same company. It's like cross promotion.
Perry, come on. You're a famous reporter, and I'm just on this little podcast thing.
All right, guys. Well, I got the levels. Tell me when you want to start.
No, please, you are more famous than me. You have so many listeners.
We can continue that argument later. You are famous, and it's a big deal to get this interview with you. Oh, Maddie, you can start turning.
Ready. We are turning.
It's Tech Savvy, your podcast destination for tech news. I'm your host, Jenna Johnson. Today, we're doing something a little different on the show. No product reviews or unboxing. My guest is Perry Barlow, a superstar reporter at Fishbowl Media.
Oh, okay. I'm not a star, but thanks. Hi.
Yes, you are a star. Don't be modest. Fishbowl covers the fishbowl of tech in California. Perry is based in San Francisco and has covered the rise of social media companies and how they make money. Perry's latest article series is...
It's about corporate marketing, surveillance, Facebook, Twitter, other social media platforms. They collect information on you, they sell it to advertisers, and sometimes they misplace it or they get hacked.
Amazing. Well, we'll talk about that later. Perry... This is a tech show, so let me ask, what tech tools do you use as a reporter?
Okay, I write everything on my phone. Live and die by the device. I guess I have a love-hate relationship with my phone.
Sounds serious.
Oh, yeah. No, it is serious. My editor edits my stories on her phone. I order food, get rides, look at the stars in the sky on that little screen, but yeah, love-hate, because see, I know my phone is tracking me all the time.
Explain.
Well, tracking me, you know, by telling people where I am. If you go into your iPhone and look at the location settings, you're going to see a huge list of everywhere you've ever been.
Oh, gotta try that sometime.
Mm-hmm.
As a journalist, what writing and editing apps do you use on your phone? We want to know how you do your job.
Okay, I like to write in an app called Bear. I use Signal for secure texting like every other reporter I know. You texted me in iMessage.
Is iMessage okay?
Well, if you use iMessage to text an Android phone, those messages are not encrypted. If you back up on iCloud, your stuff is stored on Apple servers.
So we all need to be more secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably use Chrome.
I shouldn't.
Firefox is more secure.
You sound techie. Would you consider yourself a techie tech journalist?
More and more, yeah, because everything is online. Our lives are tech. We've compressed our lives into these little slabs of glass and metal, shrink to fit the box.
It is weird. Mm. But let's dig into you a little more. Tell our listeners what it takes to be a great reporter.
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm... No. What it takes is, like, forgettable. Yeah, easy to forget is good. You want people to trust you, and if they can't trust you, you want them to forget that you're in the room, to talk as if you were never there. You know, fade in, fade out.
So you're saying you're invisible?
Well, invisible, that would be good, but it's impossible. There's too much tracking, too many digital fingerprints.
But we are sharing everything. We want everyone to know what we're doing. We want to be found.
You use Google Calendar?
Everybody uses Google Calendar in this company.
Well, then everyone knows where you can be found, right? It's good for stalkers, but what if you don't want to be found, huh? What if you have secrets? What if you don't want everyone... Maybe you want to express yourself with complete freedom, but you can't. You don't have a choice online. Someone is always watching and listening, and your life is being used. I'm sorry, is this getting, like, sad?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
But I want you to be yourself.
Okay. Freedom means you can keep things private, but that's harder to do. We leave a trail of data everywhere we go.
Hey, okay, let's roll in a break now.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was just getting going.
Sorry, we don't edit the show, no budget. Everything here is about money. We're not recording, are we?
No, but we are now. Ready? First script.
Hey, listeners, we are going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. Back in a minute with tech journalist Perry Barlow.
Nice, okay, we'll be here for a minute. I'll go ahead and lay in the tracks.
Perry, are you all right?
What?
Are you okay?
Are we recording?
No, the mics aren't live. Perry, you used to be such a talker.
I'm good. It's okay, I'm good.
You just seem a little...
I'm nervous. I'm just kind of nervous.
You shouldn't be. This should sound like a conversation with an old friend. I mean, we are old friends. Open up, you're such a good writer.
I have something to tell you. It's important, but I was late getting here, so I'm sorry.
Hey, ready when you are.
Can we talk after? Just be yourself. I'll ask easy questions.
Okay, yeah, I can deal with easy. Easy is good.
Hey, what about if I say we knew each other back in high school? Is that good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good with that. Oh, shit. Damn it, I'm sorry. My acupuncturist says I have to take these 3 times a day. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Harry, are your hands shaking?
I'm good.
Fine. Oh, boy. Okay, well,
I'm sorry, I forgot your name?
Maddie,
thanks, Maddie. I'll take that water now.
Sure. You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Jenna, you good?
Ready.
All right, good, because you don't want to pay me overtime. You can't afford my rates. Okay, and we are turning.
And we're back with Perry Barlow, tech journalist at Fishbowl in San Francisco. Perry, tell us about yourself. How did you become a star?
Yeah, I'm not a star. Remember, I aspire to invisibility, so...
You are so modest. Disclosure, Perry and I knew each other in high school. I was totally in awe of him. He was the editor of the school paper at Santa Monica High School.
Oh, I was just making shit up in high school. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you take that out?
Okay. We can bleep that.
Okay, good. Okay. After high school, I went to college. I got a degree and some tattoos. And I went up to San Francisco to interview at Fishbowl. I wrote a story for them, and they asked for another. And I wrote it, and they asked for another, and I wrote everything really fast, and I turned out to be fast and good, so they hired me. For that, I was trying to write the great American novel and messing it up and cooking in restaurants for money, so yeah, writing for Fishbowl is my dream gig.
Oh, wow. Wait, you said cooking?
I'm a romantic, I guess. You know, well, I mean, maybe more of an idealist. Being a novelist didn't seem like much work, and being a low-level prep chef was a way to pay for the novelist thing, but I'm far too lazy for that kind of writing. You know, novels, I mean, I have a dog, and I'm too lazy to feed or walk him. My mother has to do it.
You are anything but lazy.
No.
I think you've published more articles at Fishbowl than anybody. You started covering the rise of social media, and now you're looking at phone apps, the iOS and Android ecosystems. How's that been?
Can I tell you it's been, like, really scary? I mean, do you really want to know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, okay. I found out more than I wanted to. Like, it's not just Facebook doing their social profile thing. Facebook builds a profile of you whether you are on the platform or not. The mobile companies work with law enforcement to release metadata on your calls. They don't need your conversations. They know the numbers you called and who you called and how often and where you were when you called. The false security of anonymized data. Metadata is more than enough. It tells you so much. The NSA, okay? The NSA knows I'm here now. Facebook knows. Other online networks know. Maybe other governments, contractors. I am trackable. We all are. Trackable with metadata. Like, you can see patterns, predict where I will be, when I go to the doctor to get my pills, what kind of dog food I buy, serve me ads about dog food before I know what I want to buy the dog food. Okay, rumor is, your phone is recording you, even when you're not using it. I think that's true. And my cell number was released on Twitter last week.
What?
Yeah, I was doxxed. You know doxing? Personal information released?
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I'll find out. I was flooded with robocalls today.
That sounds terrible. You work mostly on your phone. Was it hacked?
No. I said tracked.
Yeah, I know what you said. I'm asking, was it hacked? Can a phone be hacked? Your phone or anybody else's?
What do you know about me? What research did you do? Are you listening, using my phone when I think it's not listening? Can you do that, huh? It's supposed to be a joke. Even iPhones have a back door. Nothing is safe. There's no privacy. Privacy is, that is dead.
Hey, folks, can we take a break? Jenna, maybe you want a retake or something?
Yeah. Perry, we're a little off the map here. What's going on? Has your phone been hacked?
Yes, I have been hacked. Listen, thing is, I made a promise, inform the public, but I can't do the job I want to. Like, create a public record of this.
Of what? What are you talking about?
I have to get you to do it. I'm sorry, but I need your help. You have access. You can create a record. I have to get you to do it.
To do what? What are you talking about? Do what?
Are we recording?
No, we are not.
Good. Look, I want you to meet me tonight. There's a parking lot. It's super safe. I checked it out. I mean, there's a place in this parking lot where the security cameras don't cover everything, so it's reasonably safe. After the show, later. Here. Here's the time. And the place.
Wait, a parking lot?
Sweetie, you are not going to any parking lots.
Jenna, pick up that paper. Put it away. Don't copy it into your phone. Memorize what it says and get rid of the piece of paper because there's something I have something for you. There is a story to tell. You are the person to tell it.
This is weird.
Meet me there, please. Meet me. Will you meet me?
Okay. Can we get back to recording now?
I think I have to go.
Perry? Harry, what kind of fool? You walked out on my show.
Jenna, thank you for meeting me here.
The only reason I'm here is to tell you that you're a fool to your face because you didn't give me the time to do it right away when you walked out on my show.
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I'm scared. They were, like, coming for me, so I had to leave the studio.
To meet me in a parking lot. They're coming for you? Perry, what is happening?
Time is running low, that's all.
What are you scared of? Perry, what is happening to you? You aren't the Perry I knew. You have to snap out of this. Whatever's wrong with you.
A lot is wrong, but not with me. Who was the Perry you knew?
I don't know. He was strong. Confident. You were my rock.
A rock? Overconfident. Ignorant.
Well, it was high school. We were all professional narcissists.
Yeah, and you didn't fit in, so everyone hated you, and I was nice to you, and my mom made you pasta one Sunday. Well, surprise, nobody fit in then. High school was a brutal car wreck, and you and I are the only survivors.
You were kind. I've always remembered it.
But we're all so beyond it now, and then I show up like 20 years later and I want you to pay me back. I know it's not an even balance.
What's not an even balance?
I need to disappear.
Disappear?
The story I'm working on, things are strange. I am afraid. I'm scared of what they will do to me next.
What have they done to you?
Hacked my phone, I told you. My life was on there, in there, everything, boxed in, and I've gotten death threats.
Perry, oh my God.
Yes, it's bad, okay?
Who is doing this? Why?
I don't know who, but I do know why. And this is why.
A backpack?
Audio recordings. Everything I know.
These are cassettes. Wait, audio cassettes?
Yes, audio cassettes. Analog, old school, no metadata, hard to track.
You mean hard to play? I don't even have anything to listen to these on.
Go to a drugstore, buy a cassette recorder, listen to each one, and then destroy it. Listen, and you will learn everything that I know. I need you to act on the knowledge. Do what I can't do.
You can't do what?
Just listen to the cassettes. I've been compromised. I'm burned, but you can reboot. By the time they come after you, you will know enough to stop them. At least, well, I hope you will.
Whoa. But by the time they come after me?
I'm sorry. I'm extremely sorry, but you're the only one I can trust. We've known each other so long.
So that gives you the right to just...
No, I lost track of you for a long time. You graduated, and I didn't know how to find you, and then you went to Portland, and you got on TV, and I saw you one night, but then you were gone from that station, and I thought I'd lost you again, and you got the show, the podcast, and you got more and more famous. It's amazing, right, that we both work for the same company?
I don't know what to say. Are you losing your mind?
Everything I say is true. Oh, God, that's them. They found me. They're coming. I thought there were no video cameras.
Who are you talking about?
I have to go now. They must be tracking.
Perry, are you cracking up?
I won't see you again. Goodbye. Tell my story.
Ma'am, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
You shouldn't be standing around in parking garages.
I'm okay, and I don't need a lecture. I can find my car. Are you supposed to be a security guard? Can I see some ID or something?
It says security on the side of the car.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, my car is right over there. Good night.
Can't be too careful. The world's a dangerous place.
Now I have to find a cassette recorder just so I can be prepared for whoever's coming after me.
Next on Privacy Pod. Listen to this.
Jenna Johnson?
Yes, I am.
I have some questions about Perry Barlow.
Wait, what is this?
A detective came to my apartment to ask about Perry. Just listen.
You met Perry Barlow on Tuesday night in a parking lot, 783 South Hope Street, level 2.
Hey, wait, so you had your phone on? Like, in your bag?
Yeah, he was all like, oh, have you seen him since Tuesday? No. Have you had any contact at all? No. Very impressed with himself, trying to impress me, but it didn't work because he was so creepy. Isn't that some Hollywood shit?
You recorded him?
Yeah, on my phone.
Okay, so you recorded him on your phone, a concealed recording device without his consent?
Yeah, pretty slick.
Yeah, that's a felony.
Privacy Pod is written and directed by Lee Schneider. Starring G.K. Bose, Ben Diskin, Zara Fuzzle, and Richard Epcar. Engineered by Daniel Turek. Music by Uvra. Privacy Pod is a production of Red Cup Agency.